From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. In video released this week by the Ministry of Defence, UK and US forces were shown working together at Kabul airport as crowds of people try to get out of Afghanistan. But while the evacuation flights continue, tensions between the two allies are being exposed. Boris Johnson and other G7 leaders' pleas for the withdrawal to be extended past August 31st appear to have been rebuffed by the White House. On LBC's Nick Ferrari show, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab was asked if the special relationship is over.
No, of course it isn't. It matters a huge amount.
You say, of course it isn't. It wasn't particularly forthcoming or fruitful conversations between the Prime Minister and the President Biden, was it?
Well, I think the Prime Minister was right to convene the G7 as a whole. I think a lot of countries wanted to test, can we have some more days? It's very clear from that we'll now be working till the end of August. We're going to have to work with that reality.
Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Julie Norman, who is Deputy Director of UCL's Centre on US Politics. Julie, there's a lot of international pressure being put on Joe Biden right now. Is he a man for changing his mind?
Well, right now, Biden is stuck in a little bit of a difficult position. Like everyone, he wants to ensure that everyone who needs to get out of Afghanistan can get out. But he is also somewhat constrained by this August 31st deadline, not only for his own wishes to withdraw troops by then, but simply because that is the deadline that the Taliban has agreed to, in which they will not attack U.S. and coalition forces, as well as many of these civilians trying to depart. So you're kind of stuck with two very difficult options. One, winding down the evacuation perhaps too early, or two, continuing it knowing that people will be targeted after that point.
He has suggested contingencies for pulling people out after August 31st.
The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. But the completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations.
Is that an indication that he's ready to maybe continue this a little bit longer, put an extension on it?
It's certainly an indication that they're considering all options. And the administration, I think, is being clear-eyed and realistic about the fact that while the evacuations are proceeding well, I think they've evacuated over 70,000 people so far. If there are still people on the ground who need to get out at that point, they need to have some kind of plan in place for how they will assist those individuals. So that's what they're looking at now.
When Joe Biden came to power, he made a point of drawing a line under the American first policies of Donald Trump and putting the US back into a leader in global affairs. Is this damaging that intention?
I think what we're seeing now is a underscoring of what a Bidenist foreign policy might look like. It's one that is multilateral to a certain degree, engaging to some extent with allies, obviously engaging with the G7 yesterday, but at the end of the day, making some of the tough decisions based on how he views U.S. interests. And the withdrawal itself was based around that, as well as this decision around the evacuation date, as well as just, you know, reading the polls in the United States as well, where most Americans still do support the withdrawal, even though they disagree with some of the ways it's been handled. But at the end of the day, for Biden and his foreign policy, this is pretty much what he said he was going to do, work with allies, but put American interests first. And that's what we see him doing.
And next year, with the midterms coming up, is this going to be an issue during those elections?
But the Democrats are banking on the fact that it will not. The midterms are still over a year away. Americans tend to have a fairly short memory in terms of foreign policy crises like this, unfortunately. We can expect that, you know, this will still be something that people will highlight for Biden. But again, most Americans, over 60%, still agree with the withdrawal, and that's across both parties. There was support for winding down the Afghanistan war. So as dreadful as the humanitarian catastrophe is right now, Biden and his team are banking on the fact that the long-term policy out of this is something that many Americans will and do support.
Julie, much as we've been talking about relations between the US and the UK and its EU partners and its allies, what about other countries in that region where Afghanistan is now? How is this playing out in the area?
what is happening in Afghanistan is going to have ripple effects in the region for sure. Just the refugee flow alone into bordering countries is going to affect those countries, as well as what many are worried about is that Afghanistan will become a sort of gathering or safe haven for other terrorist groups, not only the Taliban, but also Islamic State or Al-Qaeda. And so there's a lot of concerns in the region about potential groups that might try and get a bit of a foothold there. So there's some concern there with how that will affect the whole region.
And that's The Leader. Check out standard.co.uk for more coverage of this story. Follow the live blog for breaking news. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.